Behind the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Phillies sweep the Rangers in Arlington. And they've got a 5.5 game lead in the National League East. After a 4-2 win over Texas, another come-from-behind victory for the Phils.
5.5 up on the New York Mets. A sweep this weekend. The Phillies are playing some good baseball. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to do today, including giving away the first spot in our Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And we will update you as soon as news comes down. Landon Dickerson getting an MRI on his knee this morning. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, just allow me a moment, right? Mm-hmm. Because I have a lot to unpack this morning. First, I want to give a shout out to the Eagles for allowing me to come to the open practice yesterday. They signed some autographs and everything. I want to give a shout out to all the ladies that went to the Chris Brown concert yesterday, especially the ones that wore little-ass shoes and went to the concert and wore those shoes the whole time. I saw something yesterday that I will never forget. Like, women, like, I didn't know, like, women have the innate ability to wear little shoes just to look cute and go to concerts. I saw this young lady walking to the concert. She was parked in the far parking lot, Joe, but her feet hurt so bad.
I bet.
Because she had on these little ass shoes. They were some cute shoes because they were the time with a strap all the way up to the top where, you know, like they're like thigh highs or whatever. But she was taking little steps because her feet hurt so bad.
So she was the reason all the traffic was there?
Oh,
that
man, I'll
her
tell
across
you. But
street?
It was not just her. It was a bunch of women out there last night that had on two little shoes or they looked really nice, but they just were uncomfortable. Mm. But they toughed it out for the Chris Brown concert.
Did you wear your little shoes?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't. I just thought it was funny. I wanted to take pictures so bad because I was thinking to myself, if your feet hurt like that now, you're not going to make it through the whole concert. And from what I understand, it's like when you wear little shoes like that and you take them off, good luck getting them back on.
Yeah, that seems like a tough tour.
So they had to tough it out. Oh, nice. So shout out to all the ladies that went to the concert last night that had on shoes that were too small and toughed it out for like 3 or 4 hours because that was a lot.
We start out with a shout out to the ladies in their shoes, and we go to a shout out to the Phillies. Hugh Douglas, a sweep.
A sweep.
A sweep.
I didn't see that coming, though.
In fact, on Friday, I asked you to guarantee a series victory.
And I didn't see that.
The whole studio audience here that was live in studio, they were disappointed by you. But you were dead wrong, but a lot of us were. I didn't see that coming.
No.
Man, they played good baseball.
You know what else I didn't see coming either?
What's that?
Me hitting this five-leg parlay that I hit this weekend.
You got lucky.
I don't know why they voided the Detroit game.
Well, because they stopped playing because of the injury.
But I was up, though.
No, but they can't. But you didn't win.
But I was up.
But they're not going to pay it out if they only play two quarters.
But I hit that thing still.
Okay. I'm very proud of you.
We living high on the hog. Now I told you we're going to be living high on the hog.
We're living high on the hog with the Phillies as well. A sweep of the Texas Rangers. Hugh, that was a good weekend for the Phils. They get a well-pitched game out of Sanchez on Friday. They get a decent pitch game out of Lizardo on Saturday. Yesterday, and we'll spend a lot of time today on what we're dealing with right now with Zach Wheeler, who did make the start and did pitch okay enough to get him through the game. But they win the game yesterday with a comeback on, how about Saturday, with Topper pushing the right buttons, Castellanos sitting, Kepler in. Kepler gets the big hit off of DeGrom in the seventh inning. Hugh, the Phillies swept the Texas Rangers, and you couple that with the Mets getting rocked in
five games up?
My goodness, they're 5.5 up. And I want to give you some math on this because I thought about this this morning, and this is pretty remarkable when you think about it. On June 12th, which we are basically a month, 2 months since June 12th, right? That's August 11th. On June 12th, the Phillies woke up 4.5 games behind the New York Mets. They are now 5.5 games up on the New York Mets. 4.5 and 5.5, we add those two things together. That means the Phillies have been 10 games better than the Mets since the middle of June. That is a pretty remarkable run. And a lot of that, we haven't even loved the way the Phillies have played. But they've been 10 better than the Mets the last 2 months. Hugh, it feels like they're starting to put a little separation here between themselves and the Mets. So you have the wins, and then you also have the Wheeler element where he gutted through that yesterday. But obviously, he wasn't fooling himself yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a pitcher. That was the thing that jumped out to me, man. Didn't have his velo was up, but he was able to paint enough to get the win yesterday. And that's the thing that stood out to me. And this team gutted out and got a win.
Yeah.
You know, they were down. and they gutted it out, and they were able to fight back, and they got the win.
Some great defense yesterday.
I tell you what, man, that on both sides, on both for both teams. I tell you what, that to see that this weekend going into it, not expecting a whole lot from what we've seen in the past, this feels like they're turning the corner a little bit. I know we asked that question about a week ago, and I really didn't know how to answer that because the sampling size was too small. But it feels like they're turning the corner now.
Well, it does. It does. The Phillies have played good baseball since the trade deadline. They're 7-2 since acquiring Bader and Duran. Duran has been remarkable so far as the Phillies closer. He just shuts it down whenever he comes in. And they are playing good baseball right now. And you couple that with the way the Mets look like they're about to collapse, if they're not already collapsing. I mean, the Phillies could put some huge distance between themselves and the New York Mets here. 215-592-9494. It really is one of those things where it's like you look at it and what hits you the most from the weekend. I mean, the sweep is excellent. The way they're playing is excellent. And I got to give Topper credit. Because last week, and this isn't an apology, Hugh, it's just credit. Okay, last week, I was critical of Rob Thompson. Because I didn't want to see Kepler play, and I want to see Bader play every day. The bottom line is I still think Bader should play every day. He's their best outfielder. That play he made yesterday to rob a home run, he made that look so easy. He just, like, lifted himself over the wall. Easy robbery for of a home run for the Rangers. I want Bader to play every day. But Saturday night, it wasn't lost on me that Topper's platoon had a different way of approaching it, and he hit a different button, and it worked. On Saturday, Topper sat Castellanos to play Kepler. And that means everybody's part of this platoon now. If they're planning on or at least alluding to or keeping the idea open that Castellanos is no longer an everyday guy and it's just a strict platoon across the board, give me Bader in center and I'm okay platooning left to right. But Topper pushed all the right buttons. They got through the weekend. They win all three games. But Hugh, there also is the other side of it. Like, I can't ignore it. I know you said he's a pitcher, and he is, right? You're right to give Zach Wheeler credit because he clearly
is not himself.
No. I mean, you look at every pitch he threw yesterday, every one of his pitches, right? Fastball, cutters, whatever, you know, sweeper, splitter. They're all down velocity-wise, like compared to his normal. In fact, most of them are down about 2 miles an hour, which is a pretty big difference for a major league pitcher. Like, if he usually sits at 96, 97, yesterday he was at like 94. And that's a big difference for a major league pitcher. Hugh, I am concerned about Wheeler. Not that I think he can't figure it out and like gut through these starts, but I need him at his best for the month of October. Like, that's like, I think the Phillies have enough cushion now. They could win this division if Zach Wheeler the next 5-6 weeks isn't himself. But once October 1st rolls around, I don't know, man. I hope he could build it back up because he didn't look himself yesterday.
I'll tell you what, the most impressive thing to me was that his velo was down, but he was able to pitch.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a credit to his athleticism.
Oh!
No. He's an athlete, but he's not athletic.
Well, he is. But no. Go ahead. Yeah.
But it's a credit to that man and his ability to go out there and gut it out. Like you said, he wasn't feeling great, but he felt good enough to get the win. And I think that was pretty impressive, man. And to me, the way that they played defensively, the way that they got it to where they could get Duran out there in the ninth to close it out. So, yeah, that resilient. That's the word that jumped out to me. Resilient was when I think about the Phillies.
215-592-9494. What's hitting you the most after the weekend with the Phillies? They sweep the Texas Rangers. They are now 5.5 games up on the Mets. But there's also, let's just call it the Zach Wheeler situation. I mean, it is a situation. Again, it's not a little bit down as velocity. It's a lot. And you could see it. I mean, just if you're watching the game yesterday, you could see this isn't the Wheeler we're used to. I mean, Wheeler, when he wants to strike someone out, will pump 97, 98, 99 over the middle of the plate and just get anyone to swing and miss. Yesterday, he was at 94 in the first inning. The home run Jock Peterson hit was an 89-mile-an-hour cutter. That's troublesome. And you're right. I mean, Hugh's right. He gutted it out. He pitched. He got 7 strikeouts yesterday in 5 innings, even though he didn't have his best stuff. But I think we could point out he had 3 walks in 5 innings, which is not Wheeler-like. He also, I mean, Bader robbed a home run, right? So that was another run that could have crossed the board if Bader didn't make a spectacular play in the outfield. That's part of the whole situation here that we're dealing with right now with a team that's playing really well, but our number one pitcher, who we absolutely need to win something special in October, he's not right. And it kind of reminds me of 3 years ago when he wasn't right in the middle of August and the Phillies ended up shutting him down for a little bit. 215-592-9494. What's your bigger deal for the Phillies right now? Up 5.5 on the Mets or the Wheeler situation? You know, I love that they're up 5.5 on the Mets, but the Wheeler situation is like the most thing on the top of my mind. Like, 3.5 up, 4.5, 5.5 up. All right, they're playing better than the Mets right now. That's, they've got a nice cushion. That's great. But the Wheeler situation, I just keep, I keep thinking about it. Like, how is he going to wake up today? Is he going to be in his next start? Are they going to, you know, put him on the IL? Like, all those things are in my head. That's still number one for me because he, that more important than clinching a division or winning the division, I need Zach Wheeler healthy and ready to go in the month of October. Let's hear from Topper yesterday after the game on Zach Wheeler and what he's feeling right now.
Wheeler clearly didn't have his best stuff. So, hey, what do you make of him grinding through five innings?
It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Are you concerned at all?
No, I'm not concerned. You know, they're working on some stuff, and he just looks a little bit out of sync. The velocity's not there, but his secondary stuff was good. He got a lot of whiff. What, 7 strikeouts?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of walks, but 7 strikeouts. He just looks like he's just a little out of sync. That's all.
A little out of sync, says Rob Thompson. I mean, 2 miles an hour difference on all those pitches feels like a little more than out of sync to me. But Topper taking the Hugh Douglas approach and seeing the bright side on Zach Wheeler.
Got to see the bright side on this, on that side, man.
Gutting through the...
Got to see it. That was pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, but his velocity was
way down. But he got the win, though.
Yeah, he didn't pitch great, but he pitched good enough. All right, Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Phillies had themselves a heck of a weekend and Zach Wheeler yesterday, not himself, but a win?
Yeah, I don't want to rain on everybody's parade because I, like everyone else, very happy that they're up 5.5 games on the Mets. I love seeing the downfall of the Mets,
it's
a great time for the Phillies to be hot while the Mets are playing like tragic baseball right now. But I can't get the Zach Wheeler thing out of my head. If Zach Wheeler is not right, I said this before the weekend, if Zach Wheeler's not Zach Wheeler, we're not winning the World Series. I really think it's that simple. And I understand that he gutted it out and he got the win. It was just 2 runs. But like that wasn't the Zach Wheeler that I know. That's not the Zach Wheeler that's going to be our ace throughout the playoffs. Like the number one reason that I believe the Phillies can win the World Series is because of what they're throwing out there. At 1-2, with Zach Wheeler and Christopher Sanchez, like them being as dominant as they can be. And if Zach Wheeler's not that, then like really, it makes the entire starting pitching staff a little bit shaky in my mind. I don't know what Zach Wheeler's going to be. I don't think I can trust Taiwan Walker or Jesus Azardo, even though they're kind of walking on the tightrope the last few times they go out there. And while we're winning, I think things are going to change in the playoffs. Like it's not going to be as easy as it's been, and teams are going to make it harder for them. If Zach Wheeler's topping out at 94 miles an hour on his fastball in the postseason, like that to me is trouble.
Yeah.
And the Wheeler that I saw going against the Tigers when I was at that game, it's not good enough, and it's not going to be good enough for them to go win the World Series. And so they can be as many games up as they want on the Mets and as many games locked into a playoff spot as they want, but like, we know what the goal is of this season. It's winning the World Series. And I don't think if they have this version of Zach Wheeler, then it's happening for them. So I don't know what they're going to do, I think like to try and look on the bright side of it a little bit, maybe he is feeling okay and he's got to ramp up to get that strength mm-hmm. back because he had a few days off. I hope that's the case. But if not, like I need to see them do something, shut him down for a couple weeks, whatever. And get him right, because that's the most important thing for this team right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Topper said he feels okay about it and he feels good because he gutted it out. He's taking the Hugh Douglas approach to this. He did take him out after 83 pitches. That felt like a tell to me more than anything else. Like, if you feel good about the way he's performing and he's feeling, why did he come out at 83 pitches? It wasn't 93. It wasn't 103. It was 83 pitches yesterday. Wheeler was out of that game, and the bullpen did a very nice job, including Duran at the end with the save. But the 83 pitches a thing, and I get the best way I could frame it is this. I feel as good as I have the entire season about the Phillies making the playoffs and winning the division. I mean, they're 5.5 up. The Mets look like they can't get out of their own way. But there's like a... there's like a little dark cloud over the excitement, or there's like a clouds in the blocking the sun out, because if Wheeler's not himself, Hugh, what does winning the division mean? We need Zach Wheeler to be his best.
I think you and Kyle are being a little bit premature. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, he went out there. I mean, it obviously there's no structural damage. And for him to go out there and pitch the way that he did, I think that's something that he's going to have to ramp back up to.
I'm being post-mature. Did you see the velocity?
80.
No, I mean, he did. It was
94.
Like, yeah, it was 94. Yeah, I mean, but I'm thinking for him to go out there, that was pretty impressive in the pitch the way that he did. And I think that he will get his velocity back. You know, because he's still dealing with, you know, whatever it is he's dealing with. And to your point, if he feels good this morning and there's no – he doesn't feel any different, then I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, where do you unpack it and where do you come down on it? Like, mm-hmm. if you just look at yesterday – you're not wrong, Hugh. He got through it. They won the game. He didn't pitch poorly. But if you look at his – he had that complete game against the Reds right before the All-Star break. I think it was the last day before the All-Star break, or maybe that last week of the first half of the season. Since then, his ERA is like 4.7. He's given up 7 home runs in 28 innings. He hasn't been the dominant Zach Wheeler, I would say, for about a month now. And now the it's one thing, okay, he's not pitching well. Because I remember Kyle brought this up 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Are you worried about Zach Wheeler? And I said, well, no, it's just a few, you know, it's a few starts where he's not himself. He's Zach Wheeler. But then yesterday, for the first time, I saw a velocity dip that I hadn't seen the entire year. So now we have performance that is not where we want it. And the velocity, yeah, of course it's top of mind. 215-592-9494. What's hit you the most this morning on the Phils? Up 5.5 on the Mets, and they look like they have a chance to run away with this thing, or at least get up a huge, huge mark on the New York Mets. Or is it the Wheeler thing, which is obviously a thing. His velocity's way down. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, fellas. I'm not very concerned with the Wheeler situation, but yet I kind of am. So I'm going to be Hugh and Joe today. So okay. I'm going to kind of try to split the baby here. First of all, what's got me a little not unconcerned about it is this isn't the first time we've seen this with Wheeler. Typically in August, he does kind of ratchet it down and his velocity comes down a little bit. Actually, if you flash back to 2022, they did IL him for 15 days,
yep.
The second half of August, and then he was lights out in the postseason. So that's what's got me optimistic about it. I'm not happy. I do think there's something going on, but I don't think it's the end of the world because I think if they handle it correctly, it can all be resolved and we can be good. Now, as a result of that, I do see an IL stint coming for him, which, guys, this is actually a really good time because our upcoming schedule is Cincinnati, Washington, tough series in Seattle, and then Washington again. So Nola's coming back. I mean, this is kind of a good time to maybe get this out of the way. Here's my fear. I hope Zach Wheeler doesn't beat us. I hope Zach isn't so locked in on the Cy Young and so thick-headed that he wants his trophy for his case that he doesn't forget about getting our trophy for our case. Because Zach, a ring is a lot nicer than a Cy Young. Maybe if you want something, go get World Series MVP. Go be Cole. That'll get you remembered a lot more. Guys, you know, all of this, let's shed some light on this. Does everybody realize why the Mets are collapsing? It's because they got the wrong relief pitcher. We got the right one. And those Loserville San Diego that's full of those clowns out there, they got another loser. We hit the right guy, all right? What we need right now is health. Down the stretch, we need to be H-E-I-L-P-H. Why? Healthy.
Yes, they do, Chris, and we appreciate the phone call.
Healthy.
I never know what the word is.
Did he spell that right?
H-E.
A-L-T-H-Y. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Kyle, go back.
I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah, go back and listen to it. All right, so he said something there, Hugh, that I think is worth reacting to. And I don't know this. I have no idea. I just hope that what Chris said is true. Or not. I guess maybe not true. But I hope it's not part of the equation. Hugh, I got to hope the Cy Young Award is not on Zach Wheeler's mind as he keeps telling the Phillies. And he does. I mean, you see the quotes. He says, I'm fine. Right? As he keeps saying, I'm okay to pitch. Because, well, two things. One, what we need to keep the main thing, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go win a World Series. Number two, I've got bad news for everyone out there that has bet on Zach Wheeler to win the Cy Young, and I got bad news for Zach Wheeler if this is his ultimate goal this year. He's mm-hmm. probably not going to win it. Paul Skene's ERA is 1.94. If you're a starting pitcher and you have an ERA under 2, you're going to win the Cy Young. Like, unless Paul Skene's gets hurt, he's going to win the Cy Young Award. He's just going to win it. Like, I want Wheeler to win it. But, Hugh, I would hope that's not a consideration here for the Phillies or Wheeler because, number one, he's probably not going to win it. And, number two, we got bigger fish to fry here.
I don't think that's what he's thinking. I think he's a competitor, and he didn't want to let his team down. You know, a lot of times you hear him talk about his relationship with Topper and how, you know, sometimes we've talked about how Topper probably left him out there too long or shouldn't have listened to him and all this other stuff. So I think it's more about not letting his teammates down than it is about him being an individual.
So with that, and we'll get more into it as the show goes along, I mean, they're about to get Aaron Nola back. Like, when you say let his team down, you know, he has a role in this team, right? He's mm-hmm. the number one, and he takes the ball every fifth day, and he's the anchor of the rotation.
Yeah.
They are about to have some of their depth back. I mean, there is a there's an opportunity here for the team and him to come together and say, hey, maybe a few weeks off will help in the long run here for this baseball team. Ben is up next on WIP. I believe Ben is in Australia. Ben, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you guys going today?
Good, Ben. What's up? How's Australia?
Oh, it's middle of the night, so I'm just driving home from work.
Well, we appreciate you listening and calling. So what are you thinking?
I think that the Phillies are consistently inconsistent, as they have been for the last 4 years. I think that if we have any hope of winning the World Series, that we have to figure out Zach Wheeler. I'm delighted that the Mets suck. They're like a dumpster fire. That's fantastic. I'm happy to win the division, but as you guys have pointed out, the division is the division. We want the World Series. We can't win the World Series without Zach Wheeler, and we probably need our manager to make some slightly, well, maybe some different decisions that I don't necessarily agree with.
So I totally agree with you on the Wheeler thing, Ben. I mean, that's why, even though they swept yesterday, it's like, it's not all, oh, wow, you know, here we go. Because the Wheeler thing is holding me back a little bit. Ben, I agree with you. They can make the playoffs either way. They could probably shut him down the rest of the regular season and still make the playoffs. But they need Zach Wheeler to be at his best to win the World Series. I mean, I don't even know if they could win a series without Zach Wheeler pitching well.
I'm not even sure we can win a series if he pitches well because of the way our field is currently constructed with our lineup. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer and rain on everyone's parade, but I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Well, they are.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we do that.
This cannot be your first day.
They are 19 games over 500. They are 5.5 up in the division. And I will say this, and Ben, we appreciate your phone call and you listening. Well, Ben calling on his ride home from Australia.
At nighttime in Australia. Yeah,
I said ride home from Australia as if he's leaving Australia. Now he's just driving.
Driving to Philly.
Yeah, he's driving.
Like that'd be kind of hard to do.
That's a tough drive. You know, look, I recognize the outfield is what it is. It has they've gotten production out of the outfield. Topper is, as much as last week I said I would scream if Kepler was in the lineup that night, and I did internally scream, and then Hugh tried to get me to apologize, which I didn't.
You didn't.
Did not.
But it feels like it's working a little bit.
It's working.
Now, huh?
It is. Including,
so you feel like apologizing now?
No. But I want to give credit to Topper, because if he keeps doing something and it works, I got to give him credit, right? It doesn't matter if I like it or not. All that matters is the results. And it's working right now in the outfield. 215-592-9494. What's a bigger deal to you right now? The Phillies being up 5.5 games on the Mets, or Zach Wheeler and whatever the heck's going on with his shoulder, the soreness, velocity way down yesterday? What's hitting you the most with the Phillies? When we get Landon Dickerson news this morning, we'll pass along. He's getting an MRI on his knee. And we also have a roster spot to give away, a team to give away in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. We have secured a spot for our draft, a date. Today, we give away our first spot in the 2025 league. We'll tell you all about it next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.